91.5 WMFO in Rushford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about me.
I can see where we're headed. Had one foot in before. Don't want to regret it. I want to be sure. Hope you know that I'm all in. I'm not having second thoughts. Just wanna stay in this moment before we get lost.
Can we just float here for a while? Take our time and just lie back and coast here for a mile. Before we get too deep, while we could have just float. Before we get too deep, while we could have just float, float.
I can see us in Paris. I can see us in Rome. Stuck in 5 o'clock traffic on our way home. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I see it all. The places we're going, we don't need to rush. I'm asking, can we just float here for a while? Take our time and just lie back and coast here for a while. Before we get too deep, while we could have just float. Before we get too deep, while we could have just float. Give it time, time to just float out to sea. 'Cause we got it good and there ain't no reason to be getting carried away. Can you just be here with me?
Can we just float here for a while? Take our time and just lie back and coast here.
We could have just float.
Hello, everyone. So that first song you heard right there, that was Float by Olivia Dean. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a fun song. I like it a lot. But with that, this is The Juice Box. I am Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we've got some special guests with us for this exciting edition of The Juice Box. So go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Lauren. I live with Lily. I'm Lily's best friend. I'm a senior at Tufts. And yeah, that's it.
And hi, I'm Margot. I'm a radio DJ as well, and I did my training with Lily. And I'm a huge fan of the show. Oh, and I'm also a senior and friends with Lauren and Lily.
So happy to have amazing guests on our show, and much of our music will be inspired by these guests today. So with that, Lauren, would you like to introduce our next songs?
Yes, our next two songs are Work Song by Hozier and Everywhere Everything by Noah Kahan.
Enjoy.
The kind of way to face the burning heat. I just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I'd never want once from the cherry tree. 'Cause my baby's sweet as can be. She'd give me two flakes just from kissing me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. Boys, when my baby found me, I was 3 days on a drunken sin. I woke with the walls around me, nothing in her room but an empty crib. Burning up a fever, I didn't care much how long I lived. But I swear I thought I dreamed her. She never asked me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. My body done. If the Lord don't forgive me, I'd still have my baby, and my babe would have me. But I was kissing on my baby, and she put her love down soft and sweet. In the low lamplight, I was free. Heaven and hell were words to me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl.
Thank you. such a bad thing. I'll tell you where not to speed. It's been a long year, and all of our book's pages dog-eared. We write out the ends on our palms, dear, then forget to read. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing. We cried, oh, 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 oh. Everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perfume for the worms to eat till our fingers decompose. Fingers decompose. I keep my hand in yours.
Hello, it's Lauren, and I'm now going to read off the answer from last week's joke. So if you were here, last week's joke was, what did the DJ name his son? I don't know how many people got this right. Lily, is there an answer for this?
A few people got it right. Not a crazy number, not a crazy number.
All right, but the answer was, Eric!
Great reveal.
Thank you.
And now we've got Margo with this coming week's joke.
All right, so I have this week's joke for you, and the answer will be revealed next week.
Absolutely.
The joke of the week is, what sound does a turkey's phone make when it rings?
If you know the answer, as always, and you know me, text me the answer. Feel free to call in if you're listening, or just wait to tune in for next week. So, you know, we had to have it Thanksgiving themed for this week. So important. but with that, we're going to play our next song, and then we'll talk to you again a little more after. We've got the banger by Harry Styles, Fine Line, coming up for you. Enjoy. Thank you.
test of my patience. There's things that we'll never know. You sunshine, you temptress. My hands are a scaffold.
I can dim the lights and sing you songs full of sad things. We can do the tango just for two. I can serenade and gently play on your heartstrings. Be a Valentino just for you.
Okay, that last song you heard was Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy by Queen. And before that, you heard Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. We had to bring it back a little bit. Great suggestions by Lauren. And we've got a great little PSA for you now.
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products, such as toothpaste, in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree.
You can learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you.
Wow, that was a lovely PSA. Bears, that's crazy, right?
That's so crazy, Lily.
Have either of you ever encountered a bear?
Like, at the zoo?
I've seen some black bears.
Really? While camping, like in the wild?
No, in suburban New Jersey. We get a lot of them in the trash, actually.
Fascinating.
What's the closest you've ever been to a bear?
That's a good question. Probably, like, a quarter mile?
Wow.
Maybe less. Enough to see it, but not enough to be very seriously worried.
That's good.
That's important. What is the closest either of you have been to bears, since this is the question of the night?
Through the glass at the Stone Zoo in Stoneham, Massachusetts.
Wow.
What a great zoo.
One of the bears is named Bubba.
That's adorable.
Very nice.
I really enjoyed that movie growing up. Was it Yogi Bear?
Oh, Yogi Bear?
Yeah. That was very silly.
Also, Brother Bear, did you guys watch that one?
Oh, I heard of it. I don't think so. I know Big Brother, but that's a very different show.
I don't think that one involves bears.
Hopefully it never has to.
Did you guys have like a teddy bear as a kid?
I had a little stuffed dog that I got when I was born, and I had one and my sister had one, and we both named the dog Compax. I don't know why. From the confused looks on your faces, I still don't know why. But
like, do you think that like she just picked a weird one and you were copying her?
I don't remember that she named it before me.
I've never heard of that as a name for a teddy bear or any stuffed animal, but it's creative.
I feel like a loser for like being saying teddy, or like my sister had bunny.
That's cute. That's cute.
What about you, Margot?
I definitely had a stuffed frog.
That's cute.
I don't know if I had a stuffed bear, but a lot of like stuffed animals in general.
Was the stuffed frog named Froggy?
How did you guess?
Whoa. Crazy moment.
It was not as creative as you, Lily.
I'll give some credit to my sister there. I also, now, stuffed animals are out, but squishmallows are in. How do we feel about this?
I love squishmallows, personally. I wish I had more of them.
Ooh, which, do you have them already? Do you have any specific?
So I have, like, a singular one, but I think I won it at, like, a Dave & Buster's.
No way!
And so it's really low quality, you know?
Yes. Does it have a name?
No, and that feels mean, right? Like,
that's a little mean, Lauren.
All right now, what should I name him?
What is he?
I think he's just like a purple little guy.
The fact that you said "I think" to just naming the color of it—that's great. So maybe Purpley.
Whoa.
A classic child name.
Oh, Lily, you're making up for being original in your childhood by being unoriginal now.
And this just in, we are getting word that squishmallows do count as stuffed animals. Thank you, Julia.
Oh, good to know.
So, animals, I guess, aren't out.
This is good to know. This could be a potential hot take, but it's good to get all the opinions on this.
And that is a great transition into our next little bit that we're gonna be having on this show. We're going to play a fun little game. The game doesn't have a name, but we're going to read off some hot takes, maybe come up with some of our own, and talk about how we feel about these hot takes. And, you know, to start off, we're going to go with, most people would have a pet shark if they could. Thanks, WikiHow.
Thanks, WikiHow.
Is that a hot take?
According to WikiHow, absolutely.
Does WikiHow have a page on hot takes, Lily?
Believe it or not, they do. And that one falls under the animal hot takes category. Because they have food hot takes, and others.
This is very organized for a WikiHow page.
And others. Gotta and love others. It.
So, Pet Shark, what do we think?
So is the hot take whether we agree with the statement most people would have a pet shark if they could, or is the hot take that we personally would have a pet shark if we could? I feel like those are two different questions, or we could answer both.
Up to interpretation. Whatever is calling to you.
Like, I feel like personally it would be cool to have a shark, but I feel like I'd be really bad at taking care of it. But did you guys ever watch like Shark Week on Animal Planet when you were younger?
I think I did as a kid.
If you didn't have a shark phase, I don't trust you.
What were you doing?
So I would say when I was like 12, I would have definitely agreed with that. Now, maybe not so much.
Very fair.
I would have to say, I don't know if I've ever left my shark phase, because I would definitely have a pet shark if given the option.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I'd want like a massive aquarium to keep it in, and I don't think that's super feasible right now. How about you, Lily?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the same page as you, Margo. I've seen that there's like tinier sharks, like I don't know what they're called, but there's tiny sharks.
Mm-hmm.
I would have one of those, but I would still want it to have like, you know, enough space to roam, maybe a partner. But having a shark would kind of be killer.
Yes, this cool. Just in, if you are listening and want to get a gift for Lily or Margot for a holiday or a birthday, they both want a shark.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, 100%.
The second PSA of the night.
equally as important.
Absolutely. Okay, so for our next one, let's pick between some categories. Do we want to do a brand hot take, a fashion hot take, a sport hot take, travel hot take, music hot take, pop culture hot take? The list goes on.
Wow.
Just name something and there will probably be a take on that category.
Whoa. I mean, we are on a radio station. Should we go for a music hot take?
I support this very much. The first one that's listed is that Ed Sheeran is a brilliant musician.
Can I tell you, I agree so hard. I was talking about this earlier. His newer stuff has been less good, and it's made people hate on him. And also, I do genuinely believe that people just hate on him because he's not as conventionally attractive as other artists.
Oh.
Like, I think if Harry Styles released anything Ed Sheeran released, people would be all over that. But Ed Sheeran's first two albums are art. They're so good. I'm plugging them right now. Listen to Plus if you haven't. It's amazing, and I agree with this take. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, that was like vehement defense of Ed Sheeran.
I'm very passionate about this.
How do you feel, Lily?
Kind of neutrally. Lauren was playing for me a few songs by Ed Sheeran earlier. And they were surprisingly good.
Mm.
Some random videos I feel like come up of him on TikTok or wherever it may be are surprisingly entertaining. He seems like a fun guy. I saw a great teaser for an autumn-themed album or something like that.
Ooh.
And it really pulled me in. So you know what? Great marketing.
And the fact that you're saying surprisingly says enough about public opinion on Ed Sheeran. I will not stand for slander.
You know what? Maybe I need to give Ed Sheeran, my guy Eddie, more of a chance.
Lauren is like single-handedly changing the tide of public opinion against Ed Sheeran or in favor of Ed Sheeran. I will say, I'm sorry, Lauren. I think he's a little overrated, but I do like his older things. If you turn on the radio, you will hear like 8 Ed Sheeran songs. That's too much Ed Sheeran in one go.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm not his biggest defender in terms of his recent singles. Whenever I hear Shivers, I legit get a shiver down my spine and not in a good way.
That's really fair. I do still listen to Supermarket Flowers sometimes. When
that's
I'm
a
sad,
great that's song. A
good one, so. I don't know that I know that one. Maybe we should pull it up.
Yeah. Might have to play it.
Okay. Another really interesting hot take on this WikiHow page is that most Glee covers are better than the original.
Most? At least these are, like, actually hot takes.
Yeah, that is true. That is a hot take. I can't argue with that.
But do you agree with it?
No. Who would agree with that?
Okay, what about, do you agree that some Glee covers are better than the original?
I do have a confession to make. I've never watched Glee.
Wow.
No, I feel like we need to play a Glee cover.
Maybe.
Would you be able to name a Glee cover that you think is better than the original?
I think that it's hard because I have some in my head that I'm like, these are really good versions of the song, but ones that are better than the original, honestly, I think Darren Criss, who plays Blaine on Glee, singing Cough Syrup and Somebody Only We Know, and honestly, Teenage Dream. All the Darren Criss covers, I think, are better than the originals, and I will stand by that.
Wow. I might have to listen to that.
I think they're good. Cough Syrup? I disagree with you on that one. Cough Syrup, the original, Young the Giant is supremely underrated and deserves significantly more credit for the incredible amount of stuff that they do, and they've been around for so long. Nobody talks about Young the Giant, but they know Cough Syrup. They know... People don't actually know Young the Giant very well, but I love Young the Giant, so I support that over Darren Criss, though no shade to Darren Criss otherwise.
You know... I mean, they did write the original song, so I feel like it's a little unfair, but... I just think Darren Criss puts in his entire, like, heart and soul into it, I do have to say.
Wow.
he sang that song with his entire chest, and he killed it.
Yeah, the one Glee cover I will say is definitely my favorite. Whether it's better than the original, I have a hard time saying, but Smooth Criminal.
So, that's actually really? The one that I was thinking of, because I think that scene in that show is amazing, but I don't think you can say that it's better than the Michael Jackson
that's
version.
That's why I have questions.
I'm going to listen to that now.
You need to watch the video for the Smooth Criminal one, too.
Oh, okay. Is the video, like, an important part of the experience?
Yes.
Absolutely. It's Santana and Grant Gustin, who I forget the
Sebastian.
Name of. Sebastian. Yeah. And they are, like, rivals, and they're having all this, like... And there's two cellos, and the two of them, and they're just circling chairs in, like, an orchestra-type room. I hope for any listeners out there, this is really painting a nice picture, and you should go watch the video if you haven't already. But it's crazy.
All right.
So good.
I'm visualizing it now. I will go home and watch the video.
Perfect, perfect.
What else is on this hot takes page? There's two really strong ones. Start off.
We can look at some pop culture hot takes. They've got the hot takes game. Interesting. Okay, we ran out of categories. Friends was not a good show. That is a hot take. Oh my god, the Lego Batman movie is the best superhero movie of all time. Yes. That I will agree with. That I will support.
That's a good movie. Wait, what was the last one that you were like, no one would agree with that?
Friends was not a good show.
I think it's boring.
Mm. Wow, bold of you to say in the current time that we exist in.
What does that mean?
Friends was great.
It's fine.
What do you think, Margo?
I've never seen it.
Wow, Margo, we gotta catch you up on some of these shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of pop culture I've missed, apparently.
What about... None of these other hot takes are interesting. Okay, award shows are really out of touch these days. I was going to say, are there any other show ones on here, but no.
They're out of touch, absolutely, but that's why they're fun.
Yeah,
I love award shows, because celebrities say things that are so dumb during them, and it's also really fun to predict the categories. I'm too into award shows, I think, actually.
Do you have a favorite one to watch? Like, do you like the Oscars or the Grammys or the Tonys?
So, like, my favorite is the Tonys because, like, I think the performances are the best. And I also think the speeches are the best because the people know how to improv. Like, in terms of actually being good, I think the Tonys are the best. In terms of what I like to watch most, the Oscars, because there's always something, like, insane that happens.
That's true.
And people don't know how to make speeches. And the comedians make super out-of-touch jokes. And it's... Yeah.
I just remember, I don't remember what award show it was, but Ariana DeBose.
Angela Bassett did the thing.
Yeah,
Viola
I remember Viola
Davis,
that.
My woman king.
Yeah, that one.
It was the BAFTAs.
The BAFTAs. Yeah, that was interesting. That was entertaining, I will say.
It was.
Do you remember seeing that clip everywhere for like multiple weeks afterwards?
Yeah.
You know what clip I've been seeing around now that this is gonna be really awkward if no one's seen it, but there's this like trend blowing up on TikTok that's just like Josh Hutcherson and it's playing like a whistle by Flo Rida instrumentally in the background.
like a picture of Josh Hutcherson?
Yeah, like people will be like, guys, look, my pancake, like there's something wrong with my pancake. And then it cuts to it and it's just Josh Hutcherson's face. And it'll go, doo 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 doo. Doo 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 doo.
I have not seen this.
Sorry, Lauren, I've not seen that either.
It's okay, I'll show it to you guys on the next break.
Can we hear another example?
Yeah, for the listeners at home, I guess just imagine Josh Hutcherson's face on whatever Lauren's about to tell you.
Yeah, well, so the other example that I could think of is one was being like, guys, like, look in my cat's mouth. Like, I don't know if he's okay.
You can do it, you can do it.
The camera zoomed in on the cat's mouth. And it was Josh Hutcherson. And Whistle was playing in the background.
Wow.
That's the general format of the meme.
Is Mr. Hutcherson, like, did he start this trend, or is he, like, involved in it? Or is it just, like, random people contributing?
I think because, like
what originated
it is random people, but I think the origin is, like, the Five Nights at Freddy's movie coming out and Josh Hutcherson kind of having a, like, resurgence.
I see.
I don't know where this clip came from, though.
I would like to think that somewhere, is it Hutcherson? Hutchinson?
Hutcherson?
Hutcherson, probably.
Hutcherson. I don't know if it's Hutcherson or Hutcherson. I think it's Hutcherson.
Sure.
I don't know.
Hutcherson? Well, Josh is his first name, right?
Josh.
Yeah. Josh. Okay. Josh. I would like to think that somewhere out there he was sitting in his room and was like, I think this would be really funny. And started... maybe he started the cat one. Maybe he was like, I gotta show someone out there that I've got real humor, but I gotta do it undercover so no one knows, so I can later prove that that was the real comedy in me all along.
The long haul.
The long haul for Josh Hutch.
Please.
I like this theory. He's sitting in his room editing his own face onto a cat. I'm gonna love this.
Yeah, I think a lot of celebrities have maybe secretly started trends about themselves.
If you were a celebrity, what, like, underground trend would you secretly start about yourself? Like, what TikTok trend or do you do?
This is a good question. Do either of you have thoughts on this? Because I have no idea.
I feel like something similar to the Josh Hutcherson thing would be fun. Like, just a meme on yourself.
I think that would be very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the ones are funny that they have, like, the little clip of a person, like, dancing in the corner or something, and then it's, like, something happens over it. I don't know if that made any sense.
No, I know what you mean. Also, I know Eric Andre, for a while, hired, like, a very bad impersonator of him to go to award shows and just pretend to be him.
Wow.
And never commented on it.
That's great.
I love when celebrities are silly and fun.
Yeah. Very true. On that note, I think maybe we return to a song here.
Sounds
and
good.
We do have a lot of songs we thought about playing for you all tonight, but I think based on this recent conversation, I think we're going to play Smooth Criminal, the Glee version.
Perfect.
So
I cannot wait to hear this.
Gotta introduce Margot to the beauty that is Grant Gustin and
Naya Rivera.
Absolutely. Here we go.
I'm so excited.
You've been hit by,
you've been struck.
shot by a smooth criminal.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me,
That again was Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, and before that, Smooth Criminal by the cast of Glee. I hope you enjoyed that last minute addition to the playlist, because we enjoyed it. And Iris is, of course, a classic. And as we're coming to the end of the show, I wanted to remind you all that you're listening to The Juice Box. I am Lily, and this is 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here at WMFO, we say keep it freeform. On The Juice Box, we say keep it juicy, don't forget the straw. And we've got one final topic we want to cover real quick. Lauren?
Oh, yeah. So on break, I was like, oh, I loved Iris in middle school. It was one of my favorite songs in middle school. So I was like, let's talk about our favorite songs in middle school. I was a big fan of
that. I was a big fan of, like, You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift. I guess that was more elementary school, but...
That is a classic, though.
Yes. But I wasn't a fan of, surprisingly, based on my thoughts now, One Direction.
Really?
I was a not like other girls girl and was like, oh my gosh, like, they're not that cute. What are you guys talking about? Their music is bad. But that has since changed.
What made you change your mind? Like, when was this big shift in
late high school, which is embarrassing.
Oh, wow. And what sparked that change?
I don't know. I think like a friend that liked it started playing like the old One Direction discography, and I was like, wait a minute, this is a banger.
Wait a second.
Margot, Lily, any middle school band songs?
Ooh, I definitely remember listening to a lot of like early Taylor Swift in late elementary school. I think that was the time period. Middle school was when I first had like an iPod Nano.
Yes.
And listened to that a ton. I think I had I was a huge Green Day fan, so I had one of their albums, Kerplunk, on it. I really liked Welcome to Paradise. It's one of my favorites. How about you, Lily? Any favorite middle school songs?
You just brought me back with the iPod Nano. I totally forgot. Shake It by Metro Station. That was my song. I loved that song. I would blast it day in and day out. I also loved One Direction. I had a huge, huge Lady Gaga phase, and that was mostly elementary school, but definitely lasted into middle school. I remember also having like Edge of Glory replaying on my iPod Nano. So, good times. What a good throwback. Times.
Historical moment. I think I watched her first live performance of Edge of Glory on American Idol in like 2013 or whenever. Life-changing experience.
That's incredible.
I remember there was like one performance she did. Maybe it was that one that was like in particular iconic. I remember the Super Bowl when she jumped off the the edge of the stadium. That was crazy. I remember I had like a little Hello Kitty radio when I was in like elementary school that I would put like CDs into and play stuff, and I had Lady Gaga, but I also had like every Hannah Montana CD.
Classic.
And that all still lives rent-free in my head, I think.
So good. And on that lovely note, our show is coming to an end. So again, I've been Lily.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Margot.
And thanks for listening in to The Juice Box. We're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming now, but have a good night, and we'll see you next week.